If I can invite my fellow ministers forward, that we might celebrate communion together. The Lord has graciously spoken to us through beautiful music this morning. And now we turn ourselves toward the liturgy of Holy Communion. If you'd like to join us in this liturgy, you can find it in the United Methodist Hymnal on page 7. What you will hear in these words is the absolute recognition that God welcomes all of us to God's table. The only prerequisite is that you are asking for forgiveness of your sins and that your plan is to walk in closer fellowship with Jesus Christ from this point forward. As you come forward in our congregation, we celebrate with bread and with grape juice, and we do it by offering you a piece of bread. We will hand you the bread, and then a communion steward will have a plate full of plastic cups. If you enjoy the grape juice, and then put that in the basket as you leave from the center aisle, go to the sides, and there will be ushers then to take your donations if you choose to make an offering. As you do this, on one side will be, I will offer bread, and Pastor Patrick will have the cups. Bilaki Lakatui will have the bread and Ken Burby will have the cups. So let us come forward to God's table because Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us together confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of this heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your Word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples, broke the bread, and said,
"Take,
eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Because there is only one loaf, we who are many are one body. For we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give our thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, as the ushers release you, come forward to enjoy Christ's holy table.